All right, man. I've got the man Big Bro on the line. Big Bro, a pleasant good morning to you. How are you doing?
Yeah, man. Blessed morning, man. All is well, man. Grateful and thankful for life, brother. You know
how it goes. Yeah, man. Gotta give thanks for life. You know, gotta give thanks. It's another day that we are awakened. And so, you know, we gotta give thanks to God. It may not be the way that we want it to be, but hey, guess what? We're still alive.
Yep.
So gotta give thanks. All right, man. It's good to have you, and everything is working fine. The internet is working fine, and you know, gotta help me pray and hope that everything will go good until we're done.
It's done, brother. It's done. We speaking that, you know, we got world power. Everything will go right.
Yeah, man. Last week I had a guy from out of Texas. And, you know, as soon as I was done with him, you know, about maybe 30 seconds, a minute after, the internet went down.
Wow.
But, you know. Yeah. All right. Big Bro, I've got you was recommended by the man Landlord. Landlord, that is. Yeah. All right. I think he was the first person that I did an interview with out of the Bahamas. Okay. You know, and from since that, he keeps giving me artists, which, you know, we are glad to actually, do this and promote anybody.
Yeah, man.
You know, it's all about the gospel. All right?
Yeah, man.
So I have your bio here.
Yes, sir.
And usually what I do, I usually let people talk about themselves, but you know, your bio is an interesting one.
Yeah, man.
It's very interesting, right?
Yeah, man.
It's a very, very interesting bio. And so, you know, I look at it and I said, man, you know, this guy got a testimony.
Yeah.
Testimony. I mean, we're here to talk about, he gave me two songs. One that said, "I have a dream," and yep. when I saw that, I said, "Oh man, this man is Martin Luther King." You know, and
yes,
then you have one that keep holding on. But like, yes, I said, when I look at your bio, you know, you grew up in the church. You know, went to church with your mom and you know, you listen to the old Chuck Wagon Gang and Mahalia Jackson and you know, and then you got a little bigger, and then you kind of rebelled, so you went to listen to Hall and Oates. Hall and Oates and Phil Collins and Ear Supply, you know, some Otis Redding, you know, very, very good artist. Good choice.
Yep.
You know, and then you got to the point where you went to Big Daddy Kane, and Heavy D, and those and that's when I realized that that's the reason for the rap music, that is good. All right, you know that was his talent. He didn't change it. He didn't stop dancing. You just changed partners. You know,
right.
So we got to that point, all right?
Yep.
And then there was this part that you know, I said, you know, this guy got a real testimony about you having to leave school to help your mom and so forth and whatnot. So that is where I want you to start. You know, about when you were in Sweetland Senior High School and the incident that happened. You know, let us hear about that.
What happened is I lost one of my sisters that died, and you know, growing up in a single parent home, my mother wasn't making all that money, you know, and even from the age of 8 years old, 8, 9 years, I was working around the gas station, cleaning car glass, and how to pump gas, you know, doing any other thing to make a few dollars. But you know, I had to step up. Then after my sister died, with all the bills and everything that came in, I had to make a decision. Look here, what you gonna do? You gonna man up, you know? And the decision I made was to walk away from school and took on work full time and help my mother support the family and you know. But music was always there in me. I work in a hotel. I operate the day as an independent transportation provider and the taxi tour services. But you know, and that's my journey. That's my story. It's been a struggle. It's been a battle. But I would not change nothing for the world, man, because it has me as the man I am today. It has my faith to what it is right now, because I know within myself it had to be the Almighty Creator, had to be God that has been keeping me and has been carrying me through, you know what I mean, through the journey. So, you know, I encourage people, don't give up, man. Just stay focused and have a dream, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, keep holding on. Keep holding on. Right. Centerfold. Give me a little bit about Centerfold.
Centerfold was a group of guys I met while working in a hotel who we had the same interest in the music. Now, their interest might have been a little different than mine. Music was my, even though I worked in the hotel, music was my life. Mm-hmm. I like to walk mm-hmm. around and sing and just sing to myself and just be in the corner singing and doing anything. Music was my life. I think Centerfold, you know, it's a good group. We traveled. We went to New York. We was offered a record deal by Sylvia Robinson from Sugar Hill Records. I actually recorded in the Sugar Hill Records studio. One of the founders of hip hop or rap. I recorded in their studio in Inglewood, New Jersey. I was actually in there recording and we opened up for like the Four SMDs, a group that I know, you know, is like, so Centerfold was a group that took me to certain levels of my journey in the music, you know what I mean? But that was short lived, and you know, we did a lot of stuff. We did a lot of stuff in the country. We were the leading act for a big resort. They had a pageant for the Miss Carnival Crystal owned by Carnival Cruise Line. They did the Miss Carnival Crystal Palace pageant, and we were the main act, the act for that pageant. Then we sang after that. In the nightclub where they had the party, we also was the act that sang in the party. So that was part of my musical journey, you know what I mean? Yeah, Centerfold, yeah.
You know, and the reason why I'm doing this is because, like I said, it's interesting, right? Because yeah. Sometimes people, Big Bro, he's a child of God now. And so that's all they see. But, you know, sometimes people see your glory, but they don't know the story.
No, they don't.
So. That is why I'm having you give me some of these things. I mean, you offer a record deal of what? $30,000. Was that a lot of money? But you guys turned it down.
Well, let's see. Come on, man. Like the fellas would say, come on, man. That was slavery. I was talking to a great producer. He has, his name is Sammy Starr. He's a great producer. I was talking to him and I said, bro, I said, you saw the music industry set up well. They want to enslave you. They want to keep their knee on your neck for years. Like, they're not helping you. Like, they're enslaving you, offering you like 1-2%. Then you got to pay them back all the money. They're not investing, they're lending you money. We also talking about that. And like, no, I couldn't take that type of deal because the father, he was protecting me from then. No, that wouldn't have been a good deal because we'd have been enslaved with them probably right now. They would still have control of our publishing right now, today.
You know, when I saw that and I said, $30,000 for six years? Six years?
and listen, six, how much of us? It was about four of us have to share up the $6,000 to carry us for them 6 years. Four of us have to share the
$30,000. Yeah, man. I would have been saying the same thing. Come on, man. Come on. No, that would work, man. All right, and then your journey continued, and then you got in with two other young guys to form a group, yeah. Black Juice.
Black Juice, yeah. Mm-hmm. Black Juice sort of cemented my rap hip hop influence. You know, because with Black Juice, we was doing our own stuff. We were the first Bohemian group in 1998 to do a first album. We did our whole album. I executive produced it. We do a whole album. I executive produced the album. You know what I mean? And I executive produced the album. And we with Black Juice, like they basically cement everything with me. We opened up a Biggie Small. We did like Drew Hill, Funk Flex, Beanie Mom, Missy Elliott, Total, DMX. We were the one like I'm a pioneer in this country, in the music industry. I might not get the recognition that is due, but it's all good. All praise to the Most High. Like, you know, who God bless is well blessed. But Black Juice, yeah, man, they cemented my my love for the music craft and hip hop and the rap and the journey with them was an awesome journey, man. You know, I, all God, brother.
Yeah, because God. Man, you got some big names here, man. Missy Elliott, yeah. Biggie Small, you know, Beanie Man, Wu Tang Clue, Method Man. The list goes on and on.
I actually, but the minute so funny, I actually agree with, you know, like you do your freestyle. Mm-hmm. I actually freestyle head to head with Method Man on the streets of South Beach. And guess what his name is? His name is Clifford Smith. My name is Clifford.
Yes, man. Wow. It's a lot of stuff here. And you really were out there. So,
yeah, man.
You know, because you were actually rubbing shoulders with the best.
Yes.
That there is. The best that there is. All right?
Yes.
So, now we're going to get to the part where something said, No. This is not for you.
Right.
This is not for you. So no. Tell us about what happened, and don't forget the young lady.
Yeah. Well, you know, I met this beautiful young lady one night out. Met this beautiful young lady. She's visiting from Detroit, and we just connected. We connected and started a relationship. And I was traveling back and forth United States to Michigan, Detroit. I was doing some recording over there also with this guy called David Ray, or the record label called TaylorMade Record. We already had everything set up for me to do this record, to release this record. But what he wanted me to sing, you know what I mean? He wanted me to sing them 50 Cent lyric. You know what I mean? Like, I lived a life, you know, I will be honest. Come and say I was, but no, I lived a life. I've been around some fellas who became notorious in this nation, but that wasn't the life for me. And with music, no matter what level of music you're doing, you're like a preacher. Because you watch the youth today, with the music they're listening to in the secular world, these guys are preaching to them. They're their preacher, they're their minister. So whatever the minister tell them to do in that genre of music, they're doing it. The young ladies are dressed in a certain way, the men are acting a certain way, you know, because they're ministers. You know, that was not for me. You know, I was never afraid. I was traveling by myself doing stuff. I was never afraid. But when he showed me a videotape of another guy blowing another guy's brains out with a gun and telling me, say, this is what you need to rap about. This is what you need to sing about. The father tell me, say, bro, no, this is not the type of music you're going to do. It's not what I created you for, to do this type of music. You can do music, but you can do it where I get glory. I get honor with it. So, I had to separate from all of that. I had to separate from that young lady. You know what I mean? We still friends today. Believe it or not, we are friends today. We are friends today because she realized during that time, she was not showing me the strength that I needed. And I came home to Nassau and just continued to work, man, you know?
Okay. What we're going to do about right now is that we're going to, because you still got to, you know, because there's some stuff in here when you actually got that calling, and so you made that decision. But before we get to that point, I have a dream. What's that is all about?
Ooh, I have a dream was that song was put out of just everything that was in me and everything that was going on around me, and people who was close to me, and one particular person real close to me. Real close to me, who I thought would have been that confident, that friend, that lover, that everything, you know. They told me that, well, my dream is not going to come true. It's not going to happen. That's going to not happen. You know, and the father spoke to my heart and said, brother, your dream will come true. You have a dream. You know what I mean? You're trusting me. You're believing in me. And the song was birthed. The song was birthed as a testimony, man. You know, it's a testimony. I have a dream, and the dream is, I'm watching it coming true right now. Because look where I'm at right now. Look, I'm talking to you. You know what I mean? So, I'm grateful, but I'm thankful. I have a dream. That's my story, brother. It's real.
Okay, so we're going to give a listen to I Have a Dream, and then we're going to come right back, all right?
Okay, beloved.
All right.
Yeah. I have a dream. So don't you ever give up on your dreams, cause dreams could come true. So keep your focus on the one. who gave it all. That's right. I have a dream. My dreams are coming true. Listen. Yes, I have a dream, and my dreams will come true. Only if I put my trust and my focus is on you. Yes, I have a dream, and my dreams will come true. Only if I put my trust and my focus is on you. I'm the champion, number one contender. Never again, my heart I will surrender. No other, yes, I give it to you, Father. You keep me focused as this world gets hotter. So many flipping out, crossing other borders. Loving this world more than your order. I have a dream, but I'm not selling out. My one soul, yes, you want them bought it out. Drive my taxi, make that slow for sure. No need to flip, no green or no yayo. You say tomato, I say tomato. We only got one life, so take it slow. No man was promised tomorrow. You have the keys to your pains and sorrow. Who you put your trust in will determine that. Do you rise up or you just lay flat? I'm stepping to the plate, it's my time to bat. Hitting home runs while the base is loaded. Everybody's coming home, the game is over. Drunk in the spirit to live life sober. I don't believe in luck or four-leaf clover. Open up the spirit, let the Holy One in. Your beginning starts after seeing end. The dream killers can be the one you call friends, cause yes, I have a dream, and my dreams will come true. Only if I put my trust and my focus is on you. Yes, I have a dream, and my dreams will come true. Only if I put my trust and my focus is on you. I'm alive now, it's like I just woken up. Stay connected to the source, no giving up. Disconnect from all clowns and jokers. This life is real, so I do not play poker. I'm taking chances, only on the most high. Know the truth, it will open up your eyes. To be free and not caught by no surprise. Be the victor, never the victim. I have a dream, so it's not over. The right team will help me get there. The principle is wisdom, just remember. And know who loved you from December to December. There is no failure, it took trials to get it right. Joy always comes in the morning light. Yeshua is the only one who got it right. And if you're wise, you will follow his guiding light. Stand for righteousness, and your light will shine bright. Rejoice with others, and others will rejoice with you. Do good to others, and good will follow you. And false prophets will not incline you. The truth will always protect you and the dreams. The things unseen are realer than the things seen. Study to find yourself approved. A workman, put it right in the word of truth. Cause yes, I have a dream,
have a dream,
and my dreams will come true. Only if I put my trust and my focus is on you.
All right, definitely have a dream, and only if you put and keep your focus on him, then definitely your dream is going to come true.
Oh, yes, sir.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Beautiful sound. That was the first one that I listened to, and then I said, okay, you know, he loves the rap.
Yeah.
And because I did not look at your bio. Before I listened to the songs to see exactly what they were talking about, and so when I read your bio, then I said, okay, that's where his favorite genre come from. Because you know again, as I say, man, because again, hey, there's so many things that we can talk about here from this bio. Yeah, you know, it's more than a bio. I'm seeing here, it's really a big testimony. You have a lot of things. You've been through some stuff.
Yeah, man.
You've been through some stuff. You know, but you're here. Okay. Yeah. So let's get to the point where we turn and the Lord keep calling you. You kept fighting, you know, and after the death of your father. Let's go from there.
Woo! Wow. My father died in 2001.
Yeah,
that was a turning point in my life. And I mean, we never had that relationship. I was one of those sons who needed a relationship with his father. Because I went through it, man. Abuse as a child, physical abuse, mental abuse, spiritual abuse. You know what I mean? And it's through the grace of God. I didn't really go full dark. And so when my father died, when we met up and we were riding together and doing some stuff together. When we separated before his death, we had an argument, we had a disagreement. And he walked away again from me as a grown man. You know what I mean? And that did something to me. And at his funeral, after his death, like, that's when everything, like, something that was in me, it left. And a new man came after his death. But I had to go through a journey. Mm-hmm. And I went through a journey where my own mother thought I was losing my mind. And she told me that I needed to be in an insane asylum. You know what I mean? But she didn't understand. And I understand that. She didn't understand that I was in a spiritual warfare. I was in a spiritual warfare. It was just a thought away from me going straight dark. It was just a thought. You know what the other people say, that thin line between love and hate?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I walk on that road. I walked on that road, on that thin line. And I choose love. And I choose the love of God. And that restored me. I went through the journey that restored me, that built me. And that has me to where I'm at as a man right now. But my father not being in my life, that did something to me. But I mean, all praises to the Most High God, who is my true father. And I respect my father who gave me his name, my earthly father, Clifford Rudolph Riley Sr. No disrespect to him. But I recognize he was a mere man. You know what I mean? And what I did, I use his story as a testimony to be a better father. I have two daughters now, to be a better father. You know what I mean? To be a better mom, be a better king, be a better husband, you know? Yeah, but that was a journey, brother. That was a journey. That was some dark time.
Yeah, man. I can you know, the listening audience doesn't have the privilege of seeing your face, and I can see, yeah, it was a journey for you. Looking at your face, man, I can see that. Yeah, I can see that. I really can see that. You know, but I chose that because of the part that you know, talk about being in an asylum. You know, and you know, so I just thought that the listening audience should really hear about that, because, like I said, man, I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, you know, this guy hasn't even shared a quarter of what he has been through. You know, this guy hasn't even shared a quarter. All right. Well, we're gonna get to the part, man, the nice part. I mean, everything is nice, but we're gonna get to the part. One evening when you were working, you know, from Prince George Wharf in Nassau, and you met this young lady. This is another young lady. This is the young lady.
What happened was, when I was working on Prince George Wharf, you know, that's where I operate from. A young lady, she's one of the Marines, and we just started to talk. She didn't become my wife. But I married someone who was an officer, but the married one I married was a police officer. So funny.
She didn't become my wife. Yeah.
Yeah, she didn't become my wife, but she invited me to a church service called Kingdom Invasion.
Mm-hmm.
And under the leadership of a gentleman called Ambassador Devin Rhodes, who was the leader of the group called the Barak Movement, who I had opened to sing with. She invited me there, and prior to coming to that service, the Lord, I saw Devin on TV doing some work, and he was talking to a television host. I heard it in my spirit, you're going to do music, but you're going to do what our brother did, and you're going to do it for me. You know, and that's how I get introduced into really doing music and the gospel world and rededicating my life, you know what I mean, to Christ. And so I went to the service, and when I went to the service, I sat in the back, you know, and then, you know, service started. Who was the walk out to be the speaker, the leader, Devin Rowan, Ambassador Devin Rowan. And then from there, that was it. The journey was on. I was singing with the Barak Movement, helping build the ministry, you know, the whole nine. Got married in that ministry, met the mother of my two children, you know what I mean, who became my wife. We're no longer together, but, you know, hey, everything's for a reason. You know, all praise to the Almighty, you know, the Most High, you know, everything for a reason. But, yeah, believe it or not, that was, wow. Yeah, that was. That's another journey, man.
Yeah, yeah. All right. You know. Gospel artists. You got let me see who you got here. Byron Cage, Donny McCorkland, Mary, and you know, a whole bunch of others. You know.
Yeah.
Right. No, so let me ask you a question. Who would you have you done any collaboration with any of these big name gospel artists?
No, not as yet. We were like the opening acts for them. We met with them, we fellowship, and we were like the opening acts. We were the opening acts. So what the Father did that for me is to show me that not to be a fan, to respect and appreciate the work they do in the ministry, but not to be the fan. Don't get caught up in the fanship. You know what I mean? Don't get caught up in the fanship. Because a lot of people get caught up in the fanship and they don't really bring out the fullness of who they are, to bring out the truth of who they are, because they try to be like somebody else. You know, no disrespect to none of those artists. I respect their gift. But I recognize that the Father didn't want me to be like nobody, but to be myself. To be Clifford Big Brock Riley. You know what I mean? But me and Landlord did a song together, you know, and big up the Landlord, brother. I am not just saying it because of that brother right there, but trust me, man, big up the Landlord. That brother is a true brother. That's a,
yeah, you know, I can say that too, you know. No, he's out, he's busy, but, you know, from the first time that we spoke, and he said, look, you know, I'm going to get you some artists, you know. And he's been doing that ever since. So I can attest to that. But if you have to do a collaboration, who would you would prefer to do it with, in terms of artists?
If I do collaboration,
yeah,
I do a collaboration with somebody like the Cray.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Lacroix is good. Yeah, he's good. He's good.
I'll do a collaboration with brothers like the Cross Movement.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, those guys are good also.
And what that brother called, I think it's Johnny McReynolds, who say, cycle, I'm going in cycle.
Yeah, I'm not lucky, I'm love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not lucky, I'm love. Right. I would definitely do a collaboration with a brother like him.
Yeah.
Because that brother, he real with it. Yeah, you know, no disrespect to that brother, like, you can see that he real with it.
Yeah, man, he has a song that talks about is it Make Room is another song that is really, really good, but there's another one that talks about good days and bad days, you need God and so forth. Yeah, right. That one, I can't remember the name, but that's again another powerful song. Yes, he's good. So you're talking top of the line, guys.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
The bio ain't no joke.
Right. You're talking top of the line, guys. Like you know.
Daddy been doing it for me like that. My daddy,
mm-hmm.
That's how he been doing it for me. He been putting me in those spaces. So when people really see this diamond that is in the rough, really sparkle, they gonna know that is all daddy's doing.
Is he? Yeah, that is good. We get into the end. We get into the end there, and so we're gonna get into Keep Holding On. Again, what is there a story behind this particular song?
Yes.
You know, so let's hear the story behind that, because you know, Keep Holding On, it's telling me that hey, I'm hanging here. Things are rough. Things are tough, but in spite of that, I gotta keep holding on. So. What's the story behind that?
Well, what happened was I lost a daughter. She's 18 years old, just graduated from school.
Wow.
Had a scholarship and everything. She went out to celebrate with her friends, and they got into a car accident, and she died in a car accident. And we went through that, and then after we buried her June 11th. And, you know, marriage was going through some little storms. We buried June 11th. Then June
13th. Mm-hmm.
I never forget that Monday, June 13th, 2016, my wife, when I came up for my wife, told me, said, hey, the marriage is over.
Wow.
Yeah, brother. Yeah, brother. Yeah, real. Oh, real, brother, real.
Man, I like I said, you got a testimony, you know. You got a testimony. What I'm gonna do, man? I'm just gonna play Keep Holding On, and people would understand, you know, where Keep Holding On come from. Need not to say anymore. Yeah. So we're gonna listen to Keep Holding On right now.
Yeah, brother. All
right.
Yeah,
right.
Hey,
don't you give up. Don't you give up, no. Don't give up, yeah. Yeah. Yes. Don't you give up, no. Keep on holding on. Keep on holding on, yeah. I know sometimes you wanna give up. The journey gets so rough, yeah. But don't you give up, no. Just keep on holding on. I know sometimes you wanna give up. The journey gets so rough, yeah. But don't you give up, no. Just keep on holding on. I know I'm not a perfect man, so I put everything in your hands. Some things I can't change, some things I don't understand. But I know you truly loves me. Helps me to make it on this road. Step up to the plate and carry this heavy load. I have two daughters who love me. To be a better father is to be a better man. But I cannot do it without you. I need to follow your perfect plan. I'm not even worthy of the sacrifice that you made for me. But I know what true love is. It is your grace, your love, your mercy. I know sometimes you wanna give up. The journey gets so rough, yeah. But don't you give up, no. Just keep on holding on. I know sometimes you wanna give up. The journey gets so rough, yeah. But don't you give up, no. Just keep on holding on. Hasn't been an easy journey to lose someone you love and suffer a broken heart. Many days I had to fight depression and just keep on pushing on. I had to trust in your words that tells me I am not alone. The Holy Spirit is my comforter that keep me safe at home. My mind fought many battles and suicide was one of them. You never gave up on me. I know you're with me to the end. The key is to trust the process. What my Father has for me is the very best. There is no strength in giving up. Believe in faith and use your positives. I know sometimes you wanna give up. The journey gets so rough, yeah. But don't you give up now. Just keep on holding on. I know sometimes you wanna give up. The journey gets so rough, yeah. But don't you give up now. Just keep on holding on. Nothing good comes easy. Keep your focus and stay on course. Giving up is not an option, and failure is not a loss. If you don't try, you will never know what a journey has waiting on you. Just remember, let the Most High guide you, and you can see your way clearly through. I know sometimes you wanna give up. The journey gets so rough, yeah. But don't you give up, no. Just keep on holding on. I know sometimes you wanna give up. The journey gets so rough, yeah. But don't you give up, no. Just keep on holding on.
Definitely, man. A real powerful song, really, really powerful song. And again, like I say, you got a testimony, man. You got a testimony, and it's good. You see, sometimes we go to stuff, but
yeah.
we go to stuff to we go to and we come out to help others.
Yeah.
You see, because you can't tell a man, how hard a toothache is if you never had one.
That's right.
So you know.
Don't make no sense.
Huh?
It don't make no sense.
It don't make no sense. So you got the credentials to speak and to talk to people about going through rough times, about being on the mountain and then in the valley, you know. But the thing that I realize is that you know that the God on the mountain is the same God in the valley.
That's right.
Because I listen to you and some of the stuff that you've been through, you know, it could have been so easily for you to just go back.
Oh, yeah, man.
Instead of moving forward.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know. So what is it that you... Because there's still some stuff here that we can talk about, man. We can talk about for the rest of the program, I'm telling you. You know, we can't do that. You know, there are times when I'm doing an interview with somebody and I realize, hey, there's some stuff here that people need to hear. You know?
Yeah.
I basically throw time. I throw time out the window. You understand?
Uh-oh.
But just before we actually wind up, you were nominated for some awards, some Marilyn Awards and so forth.
Yeah.
You know, give us a little bit of that.
I've been nominated for the Marlin Award. I nominated for Marlin Award in 2014 for the song I did called "The Lover of My Soul."
Mm-hmm.
And then recently I was nominated for the People's Choice Award for Praise Factor, and then I was nominated for five awards for the Rhythm of Gospel.
Mm-hmm.
That was supposed to go down on last month. But it's gonna happen in November, so I gotta make preparation for that. Gospel Life to go and represent for that. But it's five different categories, you know. Artist of the Year, Holy Hip Hop, Record of the Year, Video Artist. I can't remember them all, but four or five different nominations in the Rhythm of Gospel, which I'm gonna be flying to the United States in for November to represent and be there. Yeah, man. So I mean, God, you know. Like, the awards and everything is good. Like, I respect that it's good. But the better part is, like, people are being, lives are being touched by it. You know what
right,
I mean?
Right.
Once I've touched, that's what's most important. You see, like I tell people before, I people say, "Bro, you're a nice MC." I say, "I appreciate that, but I'm not just a master of ceremony. I'm a message carrier."
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But my MC doesn't mean master of ceremony. I'm a message carrier.
Yeah.
You know, to bring a message. I carry a message, and the message is that you gotta believe in, you gotta be a creator. You gotta trust God. You gotta understand the teachings of Yahshua the Christ. Understand what that does to you, what that does to the heart of man. You know, wake up, man. Smell the coffee. It's brewing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some good coffee too.
Yep. Yep. You know, it's really a pleasure, man. It was really a pleasure for having you this morning. Like I say, you know, I just skip over some stuff, but there's so many things that is here that we can talk about.
Another time,
because definitely, you know, all the nomination and the stuff that you have here, the videos and so forth. Send your songs to Mr. Weeks. I think your guy spoke yesterday.
Okay.
Mr. Weeks, and also the video, because there's also a video, like a TV station video that he shows videos and support on the website, you know, and definitely we'll need your songs so we can continue playing the songs on the program.
Yeah, no problem.
You know, we definitely appreciate it. But just before you go, what parting words do you have for the listening audience? And there's quite a few. What parting words do you have for them? Especially in these trying times. You've been through some stuff yourself, you know. What parting words do you have for them?
My parting words to them is to trust God. Trust God, believe in yourself, believe in that thing that He put in you, because He put something in everybody. You know, and you need to wake up and realize something like the Dr. Miles Monroe said, because I listened to Dr. Miles Monroe. He said, the word is waiting on that thing that God put in you. You know, the word is waiting. People are waiting on you. So I would encourage people, trust God. You know, tough times, they're here, but tough people, man, they last longer than the tough times, man. And the only way you can really last and come out, you know, I'm shining brighter than a star, you got to have the Most High in your life. You got to trust God. You got to understand, you know what I mean? You got to give your heart to Christ, man. You got to trust God. Give your heart to Christ. You know what I mean? Lean on His shoulder, man. What he said, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. You know what I mean? So,
yep.
Got to trust, man. Got to believe. Trust, believe, and everything is going to be all right, man. Keep on holding on.
Yeah, I was just about to say that. I was just about to say, keep trusting and keep holding on, because yes, that's what we got. Again, Big Bro, it was definitely my pleasure having you here this morning on Unto the King, and I have your number because Landlord, he did send me a number, so I'm gonna add you, and you know, we'll keep in touch in terms of, you know, what is going on with you, and you know, we can keep in touch.
For sure, because you know, for sure, after everything quiet down, you know, we plan on making moves, and I definitely want to come forward and bless up the place, brother.
Yeah, we'd appreciate that. So again, hey, this morning we had a Big Bro, Clifford. Let me see, what is this? Clifford what?
Clifford Riley.
Right? Yeah. Clifford Woodall Riley Jr., better known, that's AKA right. Big Bro. Man, again, it was definitely a pleasure. It was really interesting and excited to talk to you and hear all the stuff that you've been through. And you know, when it's all said and done, we know that God, He's still in control. And He still takes care of everything, whatever we're going through.
That's right. Yes,
yeah,
He does.
Still going to do that. So I'm going to just... Yeah, go ahead.
I say, yes, He does, and we must never forget that. Just never forget that. I know times can get real dark, but know that in the darkness, there's a light in the darkness. And that light is the light that is in you, that God put in you. So know that no matter what situation you're in, light is already there. But you got to look deeper in yourself and find that light in you, because He put it in you. It's in you. You know, He put He put heavenly treasure in an earthen vessel. So it's in you. Pull it out, man. Let that light shine. Yeah, brother. Bless.
Yeah, God bless, Big Bro. God bless. We got to close out with Keep Holding On. Got to run that one again. And so until next time, that because definitely we got a link again.
Yeah, man.
We definitely
sure.
got a link again. And
link.
Yeah. And again, I want to say thanks to Landlord. You know, always deliver. And so, right, yeah, I want to say thanks to him. All right, so we're going to do Keep Holding On. Hey, so keep holding on. And God continue to bless you and your family, man. And the folks here in the Bahamas. All right, God bless.
All right, yeah, bless and love.
Don't give up. Yeah. Yes. Don't you give up now. Keep on holding on. Keep on holding on. Yeah. I know sometimes you wanna give up, the journey gets so rough, yeah. But don't you give up now, just keep on holding on. I know sometimes you wanna give up, the journey gets so rough, yeah. But don't you give up now, just keep on holding on. I know I'm not a perfect man, so I put everything in your hands. Things I can change, some things I don't understand, but I know you truly loves me. It helps me to make it on this road, step up to the plate and carry this heavy load. I have two daughters who love me. To be a better father is to be a better man, but I cannot do it without you. I need to follow your perfect plan. I'm not even worthy of the sacrifice that you made for me, but I know what true love is. It is your grace, your love, your mercy. I know sometimes you wanna give up, the journey gets so rough, yeah. But don't you give up now, just keep on holding on. I know sometimes you wanna give up,
The journey gets so rough, yeah. But don't you give up now, just keep on going on. This hasn't been an easy journey, to lose someone you love and suffer broken heart. Many days I had to fight depression and just keep on pushing on. I had to trust in your words that tells me I am not alone. The Holy Spirit is my comforter that keep me safe at home. My mind fought many battles and suicide was one of them. You never gave up on me, I know you're with me to the end. The key is to trust the process. What my Father has for me is the very best. There is no strength in giving up. Believe in faith and use your positives. I know sometimes you wanna give up. The journey gets so rough, yeah. But don't you give up now, just keep on holding on. I know sometimes you wanna give up. The journey gets so rough, yeah. But don't you give up now, just keep on holding on. Nothing good comes easy. Keep your focus and stay on course. Giving up is not an option, and failure is not a loss. If you don't try, you will never know what a journey has waiting on you. Just remember, let the Most High guide you, and you can see your way clearly through. I know sometimes you wanna give up. The journey gets so rough, yeah. But don't you give up now, just keep on holding on. I know sometimes you wanna give up. The journey gets so rough, yeah. But don't you give up now, just keep on holding on. 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 Just keep on holding on.
That's the man, Big Bro. Keep holding on. Gotta keep holding on.